We're CJMQ, and we're talking with country artist Troy Kokel today. So welcome, Troy.
Oh, thank you very much.
And you're based in Calgary, Alberta.
That's right.
And you are quite the songwriter. Now, I guess you started off writing songs. Is that correct, Troy?
Yeah, and that is actually what I continue to do. You know, this album was, the intention behind it was to really help bolster my my songwriting and to be able to, you know, help promote myself and to you know, to just have a vehicle to put some of the songs out there that I felt were, you know, a little bit closer to who I am. And but the intent is for me to continue to songwrite, and I have been doing that for about the last year for sure.
Okay, so you've been writing songs for about 1 year now?
Well, I've been actively working with other artists. I mean, the first artist we worked with was Shane Yellowbird.
Mm-hmm, big name in the country music.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And so after that experience, we ended up, you know, of course, we're still working with Shane, and we're working with other artists. Over the last year, it's only been in the last year, really, that things have really elevated to the point where they're at right now. So it's been good.
That's great. Now, Troy Kokel, you co-wrote the song Pickup Truck for Shane Yellowbird along with Joni DeLaurier.
Yep.
And now the song was in the top 10 for 12 straight weeks, hit number one on CMT and also on the Can Country charts. Yep. 100 weeks after it's released in March 2007, the song still held a spot in the top 100. And you received an award from SOCAN for that song, did you not, Troy?
Yeah, which was great. In November, they actually told us in July last year that we had won the award, and we had to keep it quiet. But we went to the award, and the cool thing about it, and, you know, I guess the best part of the experience was being able to share that with my co-writer, because Joni DeLaurier is actually my fiance. So,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so it was our first major cut, and it was, you know, for just to be able to share that experience with the person you love the most. You know, she's my best friend and a brilliant writer in her own right, of course. And, you know, for us to be able to do that together was an amazing circumstance. So
that's an amazing experience. How long have the two of you been together writing songs, and is that how you met?
Yeah, you know, the songwriting world sort of brought us together, and we were friends first, and then you know, as time wore on, and we kept writing, and we wrote because we loved it, and we both you know, wrote country music. And so all of the events that took place you know, in 2005 and 2006 that put us in touch with the Shane Yellowbird camp really helped you know, give us a place to, you know, in the industry to be able to do more, you know, and to be able to write. So now we're writing with other artists, and Joni has a song currently out on radio with a band called The Higgins, and it's like number 7 on CMT. And so we're just starting to see some of the fruits of that labor come about now. So it's been a very good experience.
It certainly has been. That's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now,
yeah.
Where do you get your inspiration for your songwriting?
You know, inspiration always comes from the truth. You know, having integrity in the work that you do, I think, is very important. So we always try to keep it as real as possible, and you know, write what you know. And I think the biggest part of the inspiration is being excited about the song itself, and enjoying the process. You know, if you're not having fun while you're doing it, it you know, you can sure hear it when it's done. So mm-hmm. You know, you have to love it first, like anything in life. You know, I think it's important too that the inspiration comes from you know, the joy of the songwriting itself. So mm-hmm. That is for sure. You know,
okay.
Both Joni and I grew up in small towns, and you know, and it makes sense that we write country music, because that is what's you know, what we're most familiar with, of course. So
good. Are you both Canadian?
We are. Yeah, good. We're both Canadian. We're living in Calgary, and you know, it's just it's been such an exciting time, and this song coming out on the radio was just you know, just another step for myself and for Joni to be able to you know, to move forward every day. Is just it's a new adventure, so we're really enjoying it.
Okay, so right now we're playing your hit "Honky Tonk in Heaven," and you wrote that with Joni?
I did not, actually. I wrote that by myself, but, you know, a lot of the songs that you know, we do write together. But that one was sort of it was inspired by a friend of mine that passed away last year from cancer, mm-hmm. and I just thought, you know, I was going to write a positive, happy song about that event because that person meant a great deal to me. So it's always dedicated to that person. So
okay, that's nice. Okay,
yeah.
Now you've completed your first CD, which is called Lost in the Metaphor. How many songs are on that CD, Troy?
It's a full 10-song disc. It's largely acoustic, and there are, you know, Honky Tonk in Heaven was really the only song on that album that was fully produced. And, you know, we weren't even sure if we were going to release it to radio, but we were encouraged by our promotional team to put it out there. So it's been good, and we really appreciate, you know, your support, and we're glad we did. So
it's great. It's certainly a great song, and definitely from the heart, you can tell.
Well, thanks so much.
Good. Now, you travel to Nashville quite a bit, too. You write some songs down in Nashville as well as in Canada?
You bet. We're actually, excuse me, we're actually going down again, and we're heading down next week, and we're going to be going down for a couple weeks, and we connect with artists that are down there, writers as well,
mm-hmm.
and we spend a great deal of time nurturing our contacts down there, working on many things, including getting more songs cut and getting publishing deals and all that kind of stuff. So it's a long process, but it's just something you have to work at day by day. So
exactly, exciting times too for you.
You bet.
Good. You also write songs for some of the American country artists, Troy?
Well, you know, the truth is that there are a couple of American artists that we've been working with, but, you know, we're still pretty new in a lot of the contacts. I mean, the American market is a big market, so we're only now starting to have doors open for us that we even have that opportunity. And Joni has actually, you know, had songs pitched to some big artists, Blake Shelton and Terry Clark and,
mm-hmm.
and Kenny Chesney. And so it's sort of like, you have to nurture that and kind of keep working at it because it does take time. It's not something that happens instantly. You know, it's a process of years and persistence. So,
okay, about how long does it take you to write a song?
Well, I mean, you know, we've written songs in 20 minutes. You know, most good songs, you know, if you really want to write a song that's worth anything, you know, you write it once and then you rewrite it about another 10 times. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'd say a couple weeks. You know, if you're determined to make it, you know, mm-hmm. radio hit, you know,
mm-hmm.
But you know, I think it's more important to just let the song speak for itself. You know, it has mm-hmm. to be a natural thing. You know.
Okay, so you write the song, or are you told basically the subject of the song that they're asking for, or how does that go?
Sometimes, you know, we've been asked to work on projects. Like I wrote a song with a Canadian artist, Donnie Ferranto, for the Troops, you know, and he sang it on Canada AM
mm-hmm.
for, you know, in Toronto, and you know, they did, you know, some special things with that song. So, you know, that was a project that we worked on that was specific for that task. Or sometimes, you know, there's an artist that will ask for songs about, you know, love, or songs about, you know, whatever the case, you know, whatever whatever's missing on their album, you know, sometimes we'll work on that. But most of the time, I'd say to write something that's of any quality, you know, it has to come from your heart first, so.
Okay. And your own album, Lost in the Metaphor, how would you describe that type of country music? Would you say it's more of a country rock or traditional combination, or?
Well, to be honest, you know, the album itself is largely acoustic. I wouldn't even consider it a really, I mean, there's country-type songs on it. There's kind of pop songs on it. You know, to me, it's more of a singer-songwriter sort of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't try to stick to a genre with the album. I thought, you know what, I think it's more important to just, you know, be true to myself and just put the songs on that album that were, you know, reflected who I am, you
mm-hmm.
know? So, yeah, so I would say that, you know, it's all over the map. You know,
that's
I would
good.
Say
yeah.
all the country, you know, would probably
mm-hmm.
be the best, you know, pigeonhole to put that in. So
it's a Troy Cocal original.
Exactly. Sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, you're going down to Nashville in a little while. Do you have
mm-hmm.
any plans for the summer about promoting your own album?
Well, you know, we have a CD release party on the 12th, next week here in Calgary, and then we fly out to Nashville for our songwriting stuff. And after we get back, you know, I'm always of the mind that life guides you where it wants you to go. So we've got, a few shows that we're doing. I've vowed to stick to the singer-songwriter role where it's me and a guitar or myself and Joni singing songs to a crowd. You know, I've never came out with the intention of, you know, being a Paul Brandt where I've got a band and I'm touring in bars, and because my first love is the songwriting. So as far as promoting the album, I think that I'm just going to follow the music as opposed to pushing it. And that seems to have worked fairly well in the past, and I think it really is the most fruitful way to continue forward. So
great. Now, if someone wants to find out more about you and your music, would you like to tell us your website address?
Sure. I'm at Troy Kokel, at www.troykokel.com. I'm on MySpace and Facebook. K-O-K-O-L is my last name. So, and I'd love to meet some new people, some writers, and some new fans. So, and especially, for whatever reason, Quebec has really embraced the album, so I'm so grateful for that because it was unexpected. So
okay, that's nice. That's neat.
Yeah.
Okay, lots of English people as well as French people interested in the country music here, especially in this region.
Yeah, well, it's good to know. It's very good to know.
Good. Anything else you wanted to say before we go, Troy?
Well, I just want to thank you very much for playing the song, and thanks for having me on the show. It's been a lot of fun.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Troy, and all the best to you and Joni.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.
Troy Kokel, Honky Tonk in Heaven.
I sat on a lonely bar stool for most my life. They could have wrote a million country songs about me before I died. But when the good Lord called my number, I must say I was surprised. When I swung on through those pearly gates, crossed to the other side. Into the honky-tonk in heaven, here in the clouds. Neon lights hanging from the stars, and country music turned up real loud. No last call for alcohol, they're open 24/7, so don't you cry for me. Hey, the beers are free here at the honky-tonk in heaven. And almost every day a superstar will play on the big stage here in the sky. I saw Hank Snow once, Patsy Cline last month, and I'm seeing Johnny Cash tonight. And up here at the honky-tonk in heaven, I'm a brand new man. I got a rhinestone halo and matching suit. I'm looking better than I ever have. Every joke I tell is funny as hell, if you'll forgive the expression. So don't you weep and whine, simply divine here at the honky-tonk in heaven. Here we go. Well, you could say most days I feel like I'm floating on air. There's a dance floor big as a football field for this two-stepping man upstairs. And up here at the honky-tonk in heaven, I'm having a hoot. Every dance is with an angel, and they all got silver wings to boot. Every pickup line works just fine, 'cause we all look about 27. So don't you hang your head, it's fun being dead here at the honky tonk in heaven. Rest in peace. You gotta be kidding me. I'm at the honky tonk in heaven.